Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Home Minister Mama Nathung today paid his maiden visit to the police headquarters. He assured all possible help from government for modernization of Arunachal Pradesh police. While addressing the officers in the conference hall of PHQ, he emphasized on developing a strong bond between police personnel and general public through community policing. He directed all officers to play a key role in enforcement, prevention and creating awareness about the issue of drugs. During the visit, Nathung witnessed signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the State Bank of India and Arunachal Pradesh Police for extending various banking service benefits to the police personnel and their families. Earlier on his arrival, the Home Minister was welcomed by DGP Anand Mohan and was presented with a guard of honour. In Upper Siang District, much to everyone's relief, especially denizens of Tuting area, the Dita Dime Miging Road was opened for all traffic movement from today onwards after 17 days, a district official said, quoting reports from the Border Roads Organization officials. She informed that the said road was remained blocked since 29th June following massive landslides at several locations triggered by heavy rainfall. Meanwhile, BRO sources said that all roads under the AOR of 105 RCC are green for all vehicles. Aiming at discussing progress, challenges and future plans to enhance rural infrastructure in the state, the Rural Works Department, led by Minister Pasang Dorje Sona, held its first review and coordination meeting at Itanagar on Monday, involving key stakeholders. Addressing meeting, the minister pitched for implementation of e-office to ensure a seamless and prompt service delivery. He asked all the divisions to start implementation of e-office to ensure a seamless and prompt service delivery. Overcoming liabilities will be our first and foremost project. We will focus more on exploring the centrally sponsored schemes, he said. He also said all the engineers and officials to maintain due diligence in submission of reports. State Information Commissioner Kope Thale has paid a visit to his home district, Anjo, to personally inspect the area affected by the recent landslide at Mompani on the NH-113 stretch between Tezu and Hayuliang. The landslide caused by incessant rainfall over the past few days had resulted in complete washaway of the road formation, disrupting service communication in the region. Currently, the border district is cut off from the rest of the world. Formation cutting is ongoing to allow for vehicle movement. During the visit, the information commissioner, who was accompanied by Hayuliang ADC Julithi Mihu, assessed the ongoing restoration works being carried out by the concerned road construction company. The Women and Child Development Department and Papumpari District Administration, in collaboration with the Health Department, celebrated Beti Janmahotsav under the Beti Bachao, Beti Parhao scheme at the Community Health Center, Balijan, on Monday. Addressing the gathering, Jaya Taba, Deputy Director, District ICDS Cell, highlighted various programs under BBBP scheme and their benefits. She advised the women participants to take advantage of women-centric central and state government schemes, informing that the center has launched the BBBP scheme specially to save girl children and educate them. She said that violence against women or girl children in any form should not be tolerated, even within the family. Police and other agencies are mandated to protect and help the victims, she added. Rajiv Gandhi University has successfully conducted its PhD entrance test 2024 from July 13th to 15th for admission to 253 seats spread over 37 departments and institutes offering the PhD programs. RGU Vice Chancellor Professor Saket Kushwaha informed that 55.38% candidates have appeared the written entrance test, as most of the eligible candidates got exemptions from appearing written test within their NET and SLET qualifications. The Vice-Chancellor further divulged that RGU will soon conduct the second phase of RGU CET for admissions to 200-plus seats in various new programs being introduced in RGU from the current session, including PG, UG and Diploma programs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.